Chapter 2. In the 18th year, on the 22nd day of the first month, there was a discussion in the palace of King Seleucus of the Assyrians about carrying out his revenge upon the whole world as he had threatened. He summoned all his ministers and all his nobles and set before them his secret plan. And with his own lips, he urged the total destruction of these countries. They decided to destroy all those who had refused to obey his command. When he had completed his plan, King Seleucus of the Assyrians summoned Holofernes, the commander-in-chief of his army, second only to himself, and said to him,
"Thus says the great king, the lord of all the earth, go forth from my presence and take men with you of proven valor, 120,000 infantry and 12,000 cavalry, and march out against all the land to the west because they disobeyed my orders. Tell them to have earth and water ready, for I am coming against them in my wrath. I will cover the whole face of the earth with the feet of my soldiers, to whom I will hand them over to be plundered. Their slain shall fill their ravines and gullies, and the swelling torrent shall be choked with their dead. I will lead them away as exiles to the ends of the whole earth. You shall go before me and seize all their territories for me. If they surrender to you, guard them for me until the day of their punishment. As for those who resist, show them no mercy, but hand them over to slaughter and plunder throughout your whole country. For as I live, and by the strength of my kingdom, what I have spoken I will accomplish by my own hand. And you, do not transgress a single one of your Lord's commands, but carry them out exactly as I have ordered you, and do it without delay."
So Holofernes left the presence of his Lord, and summoned all the princes, and the generals and officers of the Assyrian army. As ordered by his lord, he mustered 120,000 picked troops and 12,000 mounted archers, and he organized them as a great army is marshaled for a campaign. He took along a vast number of camels and donkeys and mules for their baggage, and innumerable sheep and oxen and goats for their food supply. Also, ample rations for each man, and a huge amount of gold and silver from the royal palace. Then he set out with his whole army on their expedition in advance of King Seleucus to cover the whole face of the western earth with their chariots and cavalry and picked foot soldiers. Along with them went a multitude that could not be counted, a huge mixed force, like locusts, like the dust of the earth. After a 3-day march from Nineveh, they reached the plain of Bechtilith. And from Bechtilith, they encamped near the mountains to the north of Upper Cilicia. From there, Holofernes advanced into the mountain region with his whole army, the infantry, cavalry, and chariots. He ravaged Put and Lud, and plundered all the Rassasites and the Ishmaelites on the border of the desert toward the south of the country of the Chaldeans. Then, following the Euphrates, he passed through Aram-Naharaim and battered down every fortified city along the Abron Wadi until he reached the sea. He also seized the territory of Cilicia and cut down everyone who resisted him. He then proceeded to the southern borders of Japheth toward Arabia. He surrounded all the Midianites and burned their tents and plundered their sheepfolds. Going down into the plain of Damascus during the wheat harvest, he set fire to all their fields, and destroyed their flocks and herds, and despoiled their cities, and ravaged their plains, and put all their young men to the sword. So fear and dread of him fell upon all the inhabitants of the coastland, upon those in Sidon and Tyre, and those who lived in Sur and Achaina, and all the inhabitants of Jamnia. The inhabitants of Ashdod and Ashkelon feared him greatly.